You're now in the choir, seated in front of the 19th century cathedra, in the best position to listen to an anthem from Evensong. The choir is the heart of the cathedral, where services are held daily, as they have been for hundreds of years. More than 1,300 services take place every year in the cathedral. The organ you heard earlier in the south transept is situated to your left, on the opposite or north side of the choir.
Over the years, cathedrals have changed and developed, and so have cathedral organs. Here at Chichester, four separate organs provide for the different needs. The main organ provides music for the choir area. The nave organ reinforces the main organ for services in the nave. The Herdis chamber organ, which you've already heard, is used for services in the Lady Chapel and the Retro Choir. Besides these, there's a fine modern chamber organ by J.W. Walker and Sons, which can easily be moved to any part of the cathedral to be played in concerts with orchestras and choirs. We know that almost certainly there were organs in the cathedral from the earliest times. In 1678, Renatus Harris built a one-manual organ for the cathedral, which was placed on the Arundel screen. Subsequently, this was enlarged and altered by various organ builders. In 1859, the pulpitum screen was removed from the cathedral, so the organ was taken down. The front of the present case was designed by Dr. Hill in 1888 to replace the case destroyed by the falling masonry when the spire collapsed in 1861. In 1986, it became necessary for it to be completely rebuilt. This was done by the well-known organ builder and restorers N.P. Mander Limited. The design followed a traditional form with tracker action and is all contained within the handsome case. It is, as you heard, a very fine organ. Listen to the acoustics of the choir. To your right, you will hear the sound from the retro choir, and to your left, the sound of the nave as it returns over the pulpitum screen. Most of the ambience within the choir space is from the reflections off the vaulted ceiling and the reflections from the walls beyond the arcade that is either side of the choir. Naturally, you will hear the reverberations of sound in the two transepts, which are to your left. Evensong takes place here every weekday at 5:30 and 3:30 on Sundays. Perhaps you would like to attend sometime. Listen now to the cathedral choir singing an anthem from Evensong. Turn Back, O Man, by Gustav Holst, with words by Clifford Bax. Holst, who died in 1934, is buried here in the north transept.
Thank you.
To your right, on a slightly higher level, is the high altar. Behind the altar is a tapestry by John Piper. This colourful work, set against a 16th century wooden screen, acts as a dramatic focus for this area of the building. The theme is the Trinity, reflecting the dedication of the cathedral. The central scarlet panels contain symbols for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The panels on the sides represent the four ancient elements of air, earth, fire, and water, together with the symbols of the four evangelists. To your left, down two steps, are the rows of choir stalls. The back rows are the 14th century canon stalls. These have canopies over them and hinged seats. Under these seats are ledges called misericords, or mercy seats, which are decorated with imaginative carvings. These seats enable the occupant to lean during the frequent services. You might like to ask a steward to show you these when you've finished your tour.
Beyond the choir stalls is the three-arched stone pulpitum screen, which marks the division between the choir and the nave. The stone screen was removed in the middle of the 19th century to afford greater accommodation to the public at the cathedral services. When the screen was removed, large cracks were revealed in the piers supporting the tower and spire, which was 227 feet or 84 metres high. The height of the spire, which was reckoned as elegant as any in England, had caused problems for some time. In 1721, Sir Christopher Wren had taken down and rebuilt the upper part of the spire and fixed a pendulum to counteract the effects of the gales that come in from the sea. The Reverend Robert Willis, a 19th century architectural historian, wrote a dramatic description of the collapse of the tower on February the 21st, 1861. Attempts were made to shore it up, but to no avail. In less than half an hour, the spire was seen to incline slightly to the southwest and then to descend perpendicularly into the church, the mass of the tower crumbling beneath it. The story is told of a boy admiring the spire from a train window. He turned to speak to his parents, and when he looked back, the spire had gone. The capstone, or top from the spire, was flung along the nave, and it's now in the north transept. Fortunately, though, the pulpitum screen was safely stored after it was taken down and was put back in 1961 as a memorial to Bishop Bell. The choir stalls, which were under the tower, had been removed for safety and also escaped destruction. Shortly afterwards, work started on rebuilding the tower and spire as they were before the collapse.
The cathedral behind you is the bishop's throne, and from this we get the word cathedral. This is the bishop's church and the principal church of his diocese or district. The bishop is responsible for the Christian teaching and pastoral care of the area. He oversees the policy of the many organisations connected with the diocese and can also play a role in national life. The Diocese of Chichester covers 400 parishes in East and West Sussex and has a population of 1.5 million. With a coastline of 93 miles, there are many connections with the sea. St. Michael's Chapel, also known as the Sailors' Chapel, commemorates Sussex men who lost their lives at sea in the Second World War. Your next stop will be the north transept. Leave the choir between the rows of chairs and turn left. Ahead of you are the open gates and two steps down to the aisle. Turn left and walk along the aisle to the metal gates. Go down one step to transept level. In front of you is the large wooden organ case. Stop by this. Switch off now, and switch on again when you're by the organ case.